Hi, I'm Olivia from Onso Studio, and welcome to the Brat Maid podcast. So, you're probably here because you feel like your brand is maybe a bit outdated now. You may have created it 6 months ago or a year ago, DIY'd it or whatever, or you may have gone and got it professionally created and built for you and spent quite a bit of money on it, but haven't really felt like now, later down the line, that it's doing or it's as valuable as it once was, and it's not as maybe on trend as you feel like it once was. There's a few things to go through. Just if you DIY'd your brand, we're going to go through a few things on how to maybe build it so it doesn't always constantly feel like it's outdated too quickly. I'm also going to be talking about the certain elements that you need to keep consistent and then other elements that you can maybe change to keep your brand feeling up to date and current. So firstly, if you DIY'd your brand and you feel like it's outdated, or maybe you're a young brand designer, we need to think about when building a brand, how trends are going to evolve. And when we design something, I know that it's quite tempting to just make sure that it's very pretty and beautiful, but we need to be thinking a lot more than that. We need to be really considering how that this brand is going to evolve in the future and that it's going to still work even when trends change. One of the common mistakes I think a lot of young creative and DIY people building their brands is going onto Pinterest and seeing a lot of the same inspiration in graphic design. Now, I'm not saying that I don't look at it, because obviously I do, but there's so many other sources of inspiration that we can be drawing from. We shouldn't really just be limiting ourselves to just other trends that's going on in graphic design. So there's architecture, there's fashion, we could look to nature, we can look to posters, invitations. There's just so many different areas of creativity that we could really be using to actually create a twist on certain trends rather than just jumping on the bandwagon and using it for a brand. Another thing to think about is when you are building a brand, DIYing it, or maybe you're just starting out with a client, is to not put too much emphasis of a trend onto a brand. When I say this is because once that brand goes, it will very much feel like the client doesn't feel relevant or doesn't feel current enough, and that's not a nice feeling. So when we are building a brand, we need to be thinking, looking to the future, understanding how once these trends are, we aren't seeing them, how is it going to fit within the landscape of brands? And this is where we need to be really looking into your ideal people, how they're going to be interacting with it, and obviously the person that's the brand like spokesperson, I guess, the person that's actually going to be using it and pushing it forward and developing it is the key thing, I think, here. Otherwise we're just going to be copying trends and regurgitating them, and as soon as they're not being seen as much anymore, then it's actually worse for the client, because they're just going to be left with a brand that doesn't really feel as good as it once did, and we don't want that to happen. So then, that being all said and done, there are a few ways to obviously keep your brands up to date, because obviously there's brands out there that have been around for a very, very long time and they're still here, they still feel current, they still feel relevant today. So how do they do this? And I'm going to discuss a few things. So when you're building a brand, as we've already mentioned, you've got to be thinking about not just trends, but taking inspiration from different areas. And then also we need to be thinking about is the things that are fixed and then the things that are a little bit more flexible. So with every brand, you'll always know that they have a logo, typefaces, and color palettes. I feel like everybody knows that by now, that brand guidelines usually include those things. So when we're building these out, these are the things that we know shouldn't should never really change. They may slightly tweak, okay, a little bit, but that's like 5 years down the line or 10 years down the line. And these tweaks aren't major tweaks. They're just literally little edits of the pixels or something to just slightly give it a facelift. It's never going back to the drawing board and rebranding it all together, unless you're going through a full brand strategy rebrand and things like that. So it's just looking at certain elements and maybe just giving it a little bit of new lease of life. But we're never changing anything to the extent of picking new colors, picking new typefaces and swapping them out. It's more about maybe picking a slightly updated version of the typeface or something like that. So these are the things that I consider are like the brand core visuals, and they should never change. They should become the face of your brand and get really and help your audience get really familiar and acquainted with you, so that they, when they see certain things pop up, they know exactly, oh, that's so-and-so's brand. And then they can identify you from a sea, like a big crowd of other brands. That is the main thing that we want to sort of hone in on with these elements. Now, with every branding, there's also a peripheral, if I can say that word right, elements, which are the sort of outside elements of your branding. So there's layout, like on your website, and you may have certain illustrations to begin with and icons and certain things to sort of add more context to your brand, more style, more personality. Now, these are the elements that have a little bit more flexibility with trends coming in and going out, because now you already have your fixed core visual elements that aren't going to change, and you can start to turn to these other areas of your brand that give your brand personality context with some new trends. So to stay on trend, some people like to expand these elements further. So color palettes, you'll obviously have a select amount of colors that are your core colors that don't change, but then you may start to later down the line include new colors, and that's expanding your palette there. So these colors you may start to introduce them as a trending colors at that specific moment. Obviously, we have certain seasons where more colors are more favorable, and then we have Pantone color comes out every year that's hot and new at that moment, and you may want to introduce those. The thing is to not go too far with adding to your brand, because then it can get very confusing very quickly, and it's about a gradual introducing these trends. Certain things can just come and go. I think you can play around with it. So for larger, bigger companies, they will use ads and they will just invite new trends temporarily onto those ads. They may use a typeface that they don't usually use for a collection of on a campaign or something, and it weirdly doesn't affect their branding most of the time, because they're not using that typeface on all their websites and all of their social media. It's just one piece where it's sort of, it's that surprise and the familiarity of their brand. It's that balance of keeping what everybody is very acquainted with, very familiar with, and then maybe introducing something that's just a bit more new and current at that moment. And these other expanding elements that you can alter isn't just limited to color palette. It could be illustrations, inviting new illustrations or updating the ones that you have into a style that might be more trending at the moment. You may even consider changing your patterns if you've had any of those created for your branding. And then lastly, layouts and things like that. So just think that trends aren't always just the whole brand itself. There's certain elements. I mean, there was a trend obviously with fonts and then putting some words in italics. There's certain things that have come in and sort of you see them everywhere all of a sudden, and it's very tempting to just copy it. But there's certain things that maybe just don't fit well with your brand. So stay true to your core branding, visual cues, and then maybe just with these other elements, play around with them when you feel like it is necessary to keep your brand feeling current and fresh. Thanks for listening to the Brandmain podcast. If what I said helped you, please subscribe. And if you have a few seconds just to spare, leave a quick star rating review. It really does help my podcast grow organically. I hope you join me next week. And in the meantime, visit onsitestudio.com where you can browse all my free resources and paid products, including website templates and custom and semi-custom brand identity and website services. I hope you have a wonderful day and take care.